You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I'm here with a very special guest, Dr. Joe. And Dr. Joe, I'll tell you what, man, last time I chatted with you, I was in Miami, I think, and a lot has happened. Oh my gosh. We just learned that you've been on the bestseller list for how many weeks now?
18 weeks since the first day it launched.
My gosh, 18 weeks. That's crazy. That is so awesome. And the purpose of today, what I want people to really catch is, look, 18 weeks ago, your book dropped. It hit worldwide. And a lot of authors, they don't know what to do next. They kind of think, oh, you know, my book launched. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it anymore. And yet you and I were just chatting a little bit for a minute or two about what's happened and what the doors of opportunity that are coming. And I'll tell you what, Dr. Joe, I've written books that, 11 years ago, Your Secret Name, and I'm still thinking of ways how to market, position, chat about it. So give us a story about what your book's about. And then folks, I'm going to ask you to just weigh in. And we have people jumping in from Montreal already. And let's have you ask questions a little bit about Dr. Joe's content, but also about how to reposition your book to get more influence, impact, and income. So give us the story, man. What's happened? What's the book about? All this good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's been very exciting. And when we launched the book, one of the things you said to me, and I always remember, you said, you have no idea how it will affect people. And you'll be getting emails. And I'm like, okay, well, I have been getting those emails. And just from, you know, people I don't know. And it's those really just give me all that, you know, gratitude and thankfulness that I'm helping other individuals, and humble to even say that, from early 20s individuals who are, you know, starting their lives and organizing their lives, to a email I got from someone in their late 70s who tragically lost her child, and no one should lose their child, and said it's helping go through that. And that was it. That's like game over. I'm like, you know, if it helps somebody in that situation, very thankful. And then a lot of organizational leaders in helping to strategic plan, you know, their organization, because it's, you know, it's based on a universal life principle of living from the inside out. It's first understanding yourself and then moving outward into your relationships and the business, whether it's your family as a family leader, looking at yourself as a family unit and then interacting, whether it's for a team or an organization, you know, really understanding yourself inwardly first. So it's IOU Life Leadership, the book is. You owe it to yourself and others. Okay. And it's a foundational framework for positive and effective intentional living based on universal principles. I didn't invent the principles. I didn't write the principles. I just organized them, packaged them, and used that IOU acronym that I think helps everyone to remember what they stand for. You know,
That's so good. Yeah. You know, Dr. Joe, tell people what you are with your day job.
Yeah. I am an educational leader. I've been for over 30 years. I'm a superintendent of a school district. I've held many leadership positions, leading other superintendents, being president of organizations. I work with local universities on education advisory boards. Anything to do with education. I was a teacher. I have several certifications. So, you know, I have to organize and work with the team, creating a dynamic, positive culture. And that's one of the things is, you know, what the book is. It doesn't say you're going to live the perfect life, you're going to have the perfect organization, but it gives you the tools to get back on course. You know, we go up and down in our lives, and we talk about the different cultures, the dynamic, positive culture we want, the toxic negative culture, which is the opposite, and then the wayward culture, right? That's the one right in the middle I like to use, which is really, it's not clear, it's unpredictable, you're living on autopilot, and you constantly go through those But this gives the tools. It's the 12 essential life anchors that are based on universal principles that help you get back on course and keep pushing forward to that dynamic, positive culture.
That's so good. So let's talk about this concept, because we have authors watching, we have readers watching. There's a concept, Dr. Joe, that I call passive impact. You know, a lot of people hear of passive income, which you've seen the result of that. You go to sleep at night, you wake up in the morning, someone bought your book, you know, to be on the bestseller list for 18 weeks. That's pretty crazy. So there's the passive income, but then there's this thing called passive impact, which I think kind of blows people's mind as authors, at least it did for me, that someone around the world that you don't know is reading your book right now and their life is being changed. Can you talk about that concept? Because I know you're about legacy. You're about, you know, what's your impact you're leaving in the world. How crazy cool is that to have something that creates passive impact, even when you pass from this life? That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, it is. And you know, that's why, you know, thank you and your company and your inspiration that you always say everyone has a book in them. And that's when I show this to people and they say, wow, I could never do that. I say, you know, yes, you can. Everyone has a book. Wow. And, you know, I dedicated the book to my children. I have three children, Amanda, Eric, and Emma. And that's what I thought. All right, there's my legacy, that they'll have it for when I'm long gone. Mm-hmm. They can pass it on. But saying that, as you said, now I just realize it's not only them and my own personal family. It does impact others. And it's just an incredible, incredible feeling to know that you've changed some people's lives in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, everyone has that story. If you take the time out and organize yourself and start putting down your vision and your passion and into writing, you know, you're on your way.
That's so good. Let's talk about when we jumped on, you know, you said, hey, Kerry, there's some things happening. We talked about Covey a little bit, but what's your desire from this book? You know, let's say 18 years from now, we look back and say, oh my gosh, you know, look at what this book has done. What would be the ideal future?
Well, I'm working on right now with some colleagues a workshop, you know, for coaching, and also a 2-day workshop, a 1-day workshop.
That's good.
On the life principles and customizing it based on, you know, an individual's plans for their organization, or an individual just looking to take their, you know, life to the next level. So that's been exciting, you know, adapting it to, you know, different organizations. So this is IOU Life Leadership. And I talk about a dynamic, positive culture for your family, team, and organization. So I envision IOU Family Leadership, IOU Team Leadership, and IOU Organizational Leadership. So really focusing in on those particular groups, and, you know, specializing it in a much shorter book, simple, that gives you, you know, tools. So I'm also working on the handbook that goes with it as well. So I'm calling it the Captain's Log, since we use this nautical theme. So it's like a journal and a log that you can use that parallels the book. So there's so many different avenues of spinoffs with this book, you know, finding different avenues to share my thoughts and my vision here.
I love it. So I want every author to listen. And by the way, if you know someone who needs this book, we're going to take a deep dive here. First of all, go to iouliving.com. But I'm going to pull back the curtain and show you some of the amazing things. I want to brag on you a little bit, because in a way you're kind of the perfect client. Okay. I'm going to explain why. Number one, you see your book as more than just a book. There's nothing wrong with a book, but folks, listen, when I type in IOU leadership, what comes up? A sponsored post and then his book. Okay. So let's talk about this for a moment. I know your book's getting a lot of traction with you know, different types of ads. But I mean, you got the reviews. You got, I mean, look at this. Oh my gosh. That's quite the reviews right there. I don't know if you can see my screen. Oh yeah, you can. Good, good. But you know, you've got a great page. You've got blog posts going up. You've got videos. You've got your bio. You have a workshop you're creating. Talk about how you see the book as more than just a book. You really see it. I'm just gonna jump in there and say, is it a movement?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you talk about, you know, 18 streams of income, I look at it as just, you know, 18 different ways of sharing your vision. And, you know, and if they bring in income, that's great. And that's what we all want at the end game, obviously, to keep going and sharing the message. But absolutely. I mean, I want that feeling that we each and every moment in our day, we're either living inwardly or outwardly. There's only two modes. Right. We're either living inwardly, thinking. When I was, before we got on, I was by myself. So I'm inward living. There's no one around. It's just me and my thoughts. And we're that way most of our lives. And then as soon as we clicked on, now I'm outward living. Now it's about a relationship. And based on the inward and outward living, there's a byproduct. There's a feeling. And what is that byproduct? We hope it's the you, the upward living, the IOU. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's a D, IOD, downward living, or it's that IOW, wayward living, which is right in the middle. It's not positive. It's not negative. It's just this, you know, mediocre feeling. So that's the movement. Yes. I just to everyone to understand that those two modes and how you could use them to benefit yourself and to get more upward living. The upward living, and you're on it right now, is that PH2E, which is for peacefulness, happiness, healthiness, and excellence.
Wow.
And that's what we—that's what I call upward living. Those are the four great gifts of life. And on the website, there's an assessment. So that was very important. So, you know, you can take a self-assessment and see how your PH2E is, your life propeller, and see which area you need to work on. And I love that nautical theme that, you know, the PH2E is a propeller that pushes you through life. If you have a strong, full PH2E propeller, then you can get through those challenges through life. But if you're having difficulty in peace or happiness, those will come out on the assessment, and then you need to think, okay, how do I work on those areas? And the book has plenty of techniques, tools, and strategies to help you get through that.
I'll tell you what, man, it feels good to see this. I'm just being real. Here's what I want nonfiction writers to think about, because now I've been in both worlds. I was always nonfiction. Then I moved to fiction with Elixir Project, and now I'm back to nonfiction. But I look at your website, Dr. Joe, you've created a new world. You know, like I want people to realize this, like nonfiction writers also create their own world. It's called IP, intellectual property. Mm-hmm. How cool was that? You know, we talk about Tolkien writing Lord of the Rings and him creating a different language. But look at your new language. I mean, this is some new vocabulary here. How cool was that to come up with this new world?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a challenge, right? So you have to try to get that message out and to have people understand. But once they click, that's what it gets exciting, when they say, "Wow, yes, I get it. Oh, I see that. How it can help me," and using analogies and visuals really help tremendously. I mean, as an educator, you need to use visuals. You need to use auditory. You try to use all the modalities that we have. So the visuals, I believe, really help and to get that new message out. But everyone relates to the nautical theme, and once you connect with it, it really gets very exciting. I mean, every part of the book talks about both the propeller or the hull of the ship. We're all a life ship going through life. And how is your life ship? Is it healthy? Is it strong? And the other question is, who's on your life ship, right? Are they all positive? Are they on there with you, with your journey? So if not, we say walk the plank. Let them walk the plank.
Ooh, that's good.
And get more of your ship. And we say they go into a dinghy, a small ship on the sideline. We don't want them.
Yeah, you're not drowning. No.
And then we work on those relationships, but we need to have our ship in order to get through life. And it really is a self-respect inspection of your life, gain greater self-awareness, to look at your life ship and how it goes through those challenges, those high tides, those storms in life.
You got Leslie saying this looks and sounds great. Karen, all the way from Australia, loves the visuals. You know, she's in the nautical area. You have, you know, people jumping in, talking about the website. I will reference you, though, many times in the future, because I do like that. You know, I hear a lot of I love fiction authors, too. But a lot of times we do kind of say, well, you know, fiction authors, they got this world they're creating. But I agree, man. When I wrote Day Job to Dream Job, I wrote, you know, it was the dream jobber plan.
Right.
And you come up with day jobbers and dream jobbers. That's why I think nonfiction is just as fun. I mean, yeah. So you're using stories. You've got some incredible endorsements. Who are some of these people?
Just people that I've worked with throughout my whole life. But, you know, obviously the big one was Stephen M. R. Covey, who wrote the foreword to the book. Through our school district, we work with called Leader in Me, and it's teaching the children the 7 habits of highly effective people. And we've actually developed that I've been doing it for over 20 years. And every one of our students understand the 7 habits. Begin with the end in mind, put first things yes. first, think win-win. I mean, it is an amazing process. And those are principle-centered, principle-based, leadership principles. And I reference them in the book. And so with the relationship with Franklin Covey, a good friend of mine who works for Franklin Covey, Gary McGooey, passed it on to Stephen. He loved the idea and endorsed it and wrote the foreword. So wow. That was a big, endorsement, which helps tremendously. And then a lot of other great thought leaders have endorsed it. A lot of educators that I colleagues of mine, the president of the New York State Council of School Superintendents did a great endorsement. So, you know, it's about those relationships through life. That's the outward living. You know, you never know when that you have to cash in that IOU, right? And you hopefully, you know, they look at your work and they endorse it. And I was very fortunate to get so many of them.
I'll tell you what, man, I got to coach people along the way because I love authors. You're one of them. And so many times we are scared to ask for endorsements, or maybe we haven't developed the relationships. You seem like a guy, Dr. Joe, that has really invested in other people. I tell people, you know, dig the well. This is not my own quote, but dig the well before you're thirsty, meaning don't wait to get endorsements. You know, don't build relationships until you need endorsements. Build them long before. How are you such a show up, build up, you know, giver, educator? I mean, is this something that was modeled to you by someone else?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's family. There's no question about it. I mean, on the cover, we have Lessons from a Great American Sailor. So every chapter starts off with this great American sailor's story, and that happens to be my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Vincent Famularo, who was in World War I and World War II. Amazing individual who really led the family. Great stories about him. So, you know, you have this little theme throughout the whole book. And then obviously my father and mother, who were the apple right off my grandfather's tree, and just yes. so positive. My family is extremely, I'm fortunate to have that base. And, life's a gift that we all have. We only get one of them. So we try to spend each moment doing the best thing we can, interacting with others, holding the door open, you know, doing whatever little things we can to make other lives better. That's really my vision. One of the things is do we all know our life vision? Can you just say it quickly? And that's one of mine, is really to inspire and help others to find their talents and passions so they feel more upward living, that PH2E. So everything I do, I just say, is that connected to my life vision? And I just keep reminding myself that each day.
What if somebody, and maybe they need to read your book, maybe this is your answer, But what if someone says, you know, I don't have a North Star. I don't have a direction. I feel like I'm drifting. I feel like I'm rudderless. I heard today when I was on my Peloton, you know, I listened to motivation, and I heard a term that said, does your why make you cry? And if your why doesn't make you cry, it's not your real why. Like, how can you cultivate the deep passion? Because we all feel it from you. We feel it from your book. Yeah, what do you think?
Well, and that's exactly, I think the first, this 12 essential life anchors, the first six are about you. It's about your inward living. So the first one is your self-culture. Self-culture. So it's who you are as a person. It's your inward being. That's what you need to find out. What is your self-culture? And the other inward anchors help you to develop that. So it's based on the principle of self-identity. And then the second principle is life vision. So what is your purpose, potential, and passion? So at the end of each of these, it has a whole series of questions that you answer. Simple questions. You answer the questions and you keep reading. Read the next chapter. Daily mission. What's your daily mission? These are the things everyone needs to be able to answer. What are the life principles that you use to guide your life? That's essential anchor number four. And then five is life values. These are your life character. This is how you behave. What are the top life values that you feel are important in your life? And then life goals. Those are all about you, your inward living, who you are. And once you do that, then you have your self-culture, and you actually write a self-culture statement, who I am, you know, what I believe in. And I believe when you do that and you go through this process, you'll start to point you in a direction of, you know, where you want to go, what you want to do, who you want to be. Again, it gets you in that ballpark. And then that's the first step, is your inward living, your eye, what's your eyes? And then you move to the outward living. Then you take that. This is like building your ship at port. You know, you're building it. It's solid. Now you take it into the ocean and start your journey. And then the outward anchors are all about your relationships and trust and communication. And that's the second part. But first you have to build that life ship, that inward living. And I think that will be a strong base for if you don't have a clear direction.
Wow, man, I like this. So you're basically giving the premise. I know you said it, sometimes it takes multiple times for all of us, but you said it starts inward until you know that what you believe, what's your vision, what's your mission, what's your principles, your values. Until you know all that, you really can't go to sea out in the ocean and expect to really make an impact in other people.
Exactly. Because you have no control of the outward world. You only have control of those inward livings, those six inward principles. You have 100%. We all have 100% control of them. We can choose what they are. Once you go into the outward world, now you have forces coming to you. So you need to have that solid foundation in order to interact with all those outside forces, which we don't have control over, right? We don't have control over anyone. We may have influence. I say we can inspire them, but we have no control over them. So it's a really an interesting way to look at relationships and how you are inwardly.
I'll bet you, I got to ask this question. By the way, people are loving this. This is fantastic. By the way, folks, grab the book. You have it in multiple versions. Our team was deeply honored to, you know, help you launch the book, publish the book. You did all the hard work. We get to do the fun work. But, you know, do you have another book in you? And if you don't, that's fine. Like, in other words, are you going to run this one a long, long time, or you got more in you?
Oh, I have many more. I love doing this. I'm doing blogs now, but, and that could turn into another book, but yeah, I have many ideas. I've always written different things. I've wrote songs,
yes,
in my life. So last time we played.
Wow, yes. last time you played us a song. I'll never forget that. That was awesome.
But, you know, creating is I really enjoy that. So absolutely. I'm going in, you know, I'm not sure what directions to go in as a next book, but I have notes on several. I don't think I have enough time in my life to do all the books I want to do.
What does your family say? And let me preface it by saying that Carl Jung or Jung said that the most damaging thing in the life of a child was not alcoholism, abandonment. It was the unlived life of the parent. I imagine your kids, your family, they're seeing a man who's living a well-lived life. Talk about that, because that is a legacy more than here's your inheritance, kids, to say, here's my life, a soul on fire. Talk about that.
Yeah, no, that's when it gets really deep, when you start thinking about your impact, not only on others, but your immediate family and your kids. And they're reading the book, they interact with it. And, you know, I have two 17-year-olds, actually 18-year-olds. They just turned 18. They're going to college. And I have a 25-year-old who's getting married next year. So we got a lot of excitement going on here. Actually, he's 26.
Yes.
My daughter Amanda. So, yes, the conversations I have with them and it's like any relationship. They may not say it directly to me, but I hear them say it to their friends, and they'll say,
yes,
"Yeah, my dad wrote this book." It's just a great feeling to be able to try to put your thoughts down in writing, know it's there forever, try to do that even for my other family. I wrote this book around my grandfather. You mentioned sure. Where I want to go next. My mom is 92 years old. She's an amazing woman. And I want to start interviewing her more. I've done it in the past, and maybe something around family leadership with her as the theme. So, I have a lot of different ideas with that. But the impact on others is a great gift.
Wow. Well, Dr. Joe, this was a deep honor. In fact, we said we got to bring him back. Seriously, to be on the bestseller for 18 weeks, to be partnering with, Covey, just endorsements, you're in the education, industry, if that's the right phrase, the world. Mm-hmm. What would you like to leave people with today? I'm going to give you the mic and you can say the last words today.
Well, whatever we do, I hope we really look introspectively into ourselves, who we are, no matter what tool we use. I mean, there's so many tools out there to find out who we are first. I think it's a very powerful tool. The benefits will be great. But I need to really thank you and the team. I mean, when I came into this, I've never written a book. I had no idea on how to do anything. And going through the proposal process and all the conference calls and everything that you provided, it really made it come to life. So I can't thank you and the team enough for that support.
Well, we will tell the team. It certainly is a team effort. And folks, I want to really encourage you to visit not only the book is fantastic. Tell your friends. I'm going to show you one more time the book on Amazon. That is one piece. But then let me show you his website too, because you can get this in Kindle, hardcover, paperback. By the way, no pressure. Is it coming out on audiobook someday?
Yes. I that's on the list. Absolutely.
It's on the list. And by the way, just curious, because I'm always curious about this. Have people, quote, asked you for the audio?
Actually, yes.
cool.
I got to talk to you about that. I have some ideas how to do that, but
I gotcha. So I want to show the website though in conclusion, because man, you really put your heart into this thing. There's assessments, there's resources, there's blogs. So we're going to close out with just the website, but go to about, go to resources, you got the blog, you got discussions, all kinds of, I mean, look at this. This is just, hey, there we are. There's our party. That was so much fun. Well, good. Well, Dr. Joe, thank you so much. Is this the main website, iouliving.com? That's where people should go.
That's it. Yep. Has all of the assessments and everything you need. Thanks.
Fantastic. All right, folks. Well, listen. He's a perfect example of someone who's just taking the next best step, not crushing everything, but saying there's 18 streams of income. I'm going to do a couple and a couple more. And Dr. Joe, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much, Gary.
All right, we'll see you. Take care.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.